Proverbs for the day, Proverbs chapter 27 for September the 27th. Proverbs chapter 27 for September the 27th. And we're going to start off trying to do parts 2 and 3 of what we started last month. We set out to do verses 11, 12, and 13. We only got through verse 11, which was the battle over offspring. Today we're going to pick it up in verses 12 and 13. A prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. Take his garment that is surety for a stranger, and take a pledge of him for a strange woman. We talked last time about the battle over offspring, and so today we will talk about the blessing of foresight. A prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. The blessing of foresight. Now, we're not talking about becoming cynical. We're not talking about taking a view of life that leaves the Lord out of it or only sees one side. But we are talking about a sanctified insight, a sanctified foresight. You know, prudent is from God. We become prudent by seeking Him, obeying Him, by following what He taught us. And because of that, He gives us the blessing of foresight, and so there are some things to be avoided. Now, what we have to be careful with is we have to be careful trying to use human insight, human foresight. For example, I like to use the Apostle Paul as an example because he's our church age model. The Apostle Paul kept doing what got him punched in the nose over and over and over again. And were it not for the fact that that was his calling, that would probably be a foolish thing. The blessing of foresight. You see, it was not foresight for Paul to say, you know, if I keep preaching the gospel like this, I'm going to get beat again, or I'm going to get stripes again, or I'm going to get imprisoned again. Okay? There was a time in his life, it appears, that the Holy Spirit himself tried to warn Paul and give him foresight. And he went on to Jerusalem anyway, and he went on to Rome, where God was going to send him, but he went bound. He went as a prisoner. It is possible, it is very possible, that that particular trip wasn't in the will of God, that in that case, the blessing of foresight was ignored. Because it says, a prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. I have noticed in the book of Acts chapter 15, the Lord did not warn Paul away from going to Jerusalem when he went there to meet with the apostles regarding what they should teach the Gentiles once they were converted to Jesus Christ. I find that there were other places Paul went, and God didn't say, don't go. There were times He said, don't go here, don't go there, Acts chapter 16, and Paul just said, okay, I won't. But then there was a time when it looks like he ignored that blessing of foresight. So, there are some things to be avoided. We cannot avoid all trouble. We cannot avoid all persecution. We cannot avoid all suffering. However, the blessing of foresight does show us that we need to be careful of an unsanctified foresight. That is a foresight that keeps us from serving God. Now, if you're going to somewhere where there's a health hazard, that doesn't mean God doesn't want you to go if He's told you to go. But you could use the blessing of foresight to do something about it, to try to reduce the chances of you becoming deathly ill as soon as you get there. Notice that a prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself. Hiding yourself is like taking cover. You know, in combat, there's a difference between concealment and cover. Both hide you from the enemy, but concealment doesn't provide cover. If you're behind a concrete sort of embattlement, or you ever drive down the road and you see these temporary concrete dividers, if there was a battle on and you were able to get behind something like that, or those old days, you know, those old shootouts where they'd get behind some real thick corral walls or barn walls or something, that would be concealment, a cover that would provide concealment. The picture is here is you don't just want concealment, you want to get covered. He hideth himself. What is one of the good things that God gives us? He gives us, for example, the shield of faith, where we can hide in God. If you study the old history of that time in history of when Paul wrote about the shield of faith, one of the things that warriors, the mother's warrior, those young men who were unmarried many, many times on purpose so they could go out and fight, their mother would soak that shield that was made of leather over a piece of brass or sometimes over wood. They would soak it in water so that it would quench those fiery darts. The blessing of foresight is that when God does give it to us and it's a sanctified foresight, then what we do is we hide ourselves. We cover ourselves. We get it covered. Not all insurance is necessarily essential. I understand that. There are times when it's prudent. I've had situations myself where God didn't tell me to worry about getting covered by it, but I've had other times where He really impressed me and I didn't have a sense of impending doom, and sure enough, I needed it. I got stranded medically somewhere or physically or whatever. The point of it is there is a blessing of foresight that comes from God, a prudent man. So it's a prudent foresight. It's not unsanctified. It's not a worrywart mentality. It's not trying to avoid things that just come to come with being a soldier for Jesus Christ. But there is a blessing of having foresight. Secondly, in the passage, the burden of surety. You know, you cannot guarantee your life. It's but a vapor. Because you can't guarantee life, you cannot guarantee another's life. Context here is standing, is take his garment that is surety for a stranger. The idea is this pledge that you find in the Bible, in the Old Testament. For example, Judah goes out and he's deceived by his daughter-in-law, Tamar, who pretends to be a harlot. And she asks, what will you give me? And he tells her, and she says, what are you going to leave that I can keep until you send somebody back with the goat or whatever it was? And so he gives her his signet and his bracelets. And so it was a pledge. It was a token. It was surety. And when it came time that he found out she was a child, and he said, kill her, she sent those pledges to him and said, whoever these are is who I am child with. It's like a down payment. It's like a bond. You know what it says in verse 13? Take his garment that is surety for a stranger and take a pledge of him for a strange woman. He's saying, go ahead and take it. You know, there's some prudent in this because God says there are times when business is business. Now, it should be good business. It should be right business. It should be done, clean and right and discreet. But business is business. The burden of surety. Now, let's combine the two for a minute in this particular devotion. The blessing of foresight with the burden of surety. The blessing of foresight is that one can look ahead and say, you know, I don't think I need to be surety for this situation. I don't think I need to vouch for this situation. I don't think I need to put myself in this situation. Or I'm not going to put myself in this situation without taking a bond, a pledge, some surety. And I'm not going to pretend that it's unchristian or unbiblical to go ahead and take that surety. You might be helping somebody to fulfill their commitment or promise by making them do their part from the beginning. There's many times when we're not doing people right, we're not doing the Scriptures right, if we don't go ahead and do what God says to do in certain situations. And here he says, take his garment. He said, don't let him get off the hook. Because that person, whatever the situation happens to be, and there's a multitude of them we could describe, but that person needs to understand that there are costs, there are risks, there are etc. with standing surety for someone, with vouching for them. The blessing of foresight. Why don't you pause today and thank God for the times he gave you foresight? Why don't you stop and make sure that you don't practice unsanctified foresight? And then remember that there is a burden of surety. Remember to follow through it on in a biblical way and practice the blessing of foresight with it. God bless you.